So the first question I think we can ask on the Haggadah is, why is it called the Haggadah? Why would we call it the Haggadah? Obviously a Haggadah, l'hagid, means to say something. There's a lot of ways to say something, right? It could be a dibor, it could be a ma'amar. Why is it called a Haggadah? What does Haggadah signify? What does that word Haggadah mean? So Rav Tzadok Milublin writes, if you want to understand a word, the best place to look is the first time it comes up in the Torah. So where's the first time the word l'hagid, to say, come up in the Torah? We're in Bereishit, yeah, Rafi. In the context of,
I don't remember.
After Adam and Chava sin, it says, "Who told you? Who told you that you are naked? Mihi gid lecha ki erumata ata? Who told you you're naked?" Another time the word Haggadah comes up is when when Yaakov is told that Yosef is still alive. Ve'agidu lo l'amor od Yosef chai. He was told that Yosef is still alive. So it doesn't just mean, obviously they're being told something, but they're not just being told something, they're being told like a tremendous chiddush, something shocking. Who told you you were naked? Who told you Yosef, like, you're being told Yosef is still alive. This is a huge chiddush, something you didn't know before, not just being told anything. The Rambam writes, when we say the Haggadah, we're said, the kol ha-mosif umari chareza mishubach. Anyone who adds, that is mishubach. It is important to add to the Haggadah. So I think with that, we can understand that Haggadah is not just a bunch of words, things that we say over. It is our job to add our own chidushim, to add our own ideas, to make it our own Seder. So with that, I give everyone the bracha to make the Seder yours. Make a Haggadah, not by reading the Haggadah, by adding to the Haggadah. Make the Seder yours and make it your Haggadah. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Pesach.